Hey guys, this is your host Nitin Binhani and a very warm welcome to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So some time back, an early stage investor wrote on his LinkedIn post as to why the customer experience was the best possible moat for the early stage startups. And it really got me thinking. So I invited John D. Hansen, who is a recognized expert on customer experience or CX. Now, John dons various hats at the same time. He is an author, a recognized expert, a keynote speaker, a military veteran who truly understands about Mo. And if that's not all, he is the most sought-after consultant in OEO, particularly on subjects like customer experience and winning or scaling it big. And in this podcast, John reveals how the founders can really use customer experience to build a strong moat against their existing competitors as well as potential new entrants. So let's welcome our today's special guest. Hey John, welcome to Jazair Audio and thank you for talking to us.
My pleasure. So happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
So let's start with what is customer experience or CX and why is it so important?
Well, just a few years ago, I thought that they were kind of about the same. Customer service, customer experience, they're kind of interchangeable. What I found actually in my research is that they're quite different. And what I benefited from when people would ask me, so what is customer experience? I had to explain it to them in a way that they could understand it quite simply. And the way I boiled it down essentially was in customer service, that's something that we give to our clients. It's something we can measure, we can fine tune it, we can make that process better, we can make sure that they're receiving what they ordered. That's customer service. But customer experience, while it's a very broad topic and can cover a lot of things, the way I explained it, it's what the customer takes away. It's their perception of us. It's our brand. It's like Jeff Bezos of Amazon says, what do they say about us when we're not in the room? If you're not capturing feedback from them, not just numbers, not just NPS surveys, but if you're not actually getting feedback as simple as an online form or a card or a conversation, you don't know how much of a gap there is between what you want your brand to be and what they're actually experiencing. Their perception is the reality. And if you're not keyed into that, you can miss what they actually think about your company. And then if you're going to gather the feedback, do something with it. They call it close the loop. If you're going to gather feedback, you need to do something with it. You need to reach back out to them, make sure you understand clearly what they're saying. If it makes sense, implement it, and then tell them you did implement it and thank them for that. That's closing the loop, and that boosts your customer experience. And you'll find then if there is a gap between what you want your brand to be and what they experience, that gap will close significantly where their experience with you is that much better.
Great. Now, a lot of investors, both VCs and angels alike, often review what they call as customer obsession or customer love when it comes to investing in startups. So how can customer experience help these startups?
Yeah, the great thing about customer experience is there's so much available out there nowadays. Customer journey, journey mapping, user success. There's so many ways you can look at this. I enjoy watching Shark Tank. And what I have learned from that show after seeing it so many times is someone can have a great idea, but customer love translates to sales. If you've got people that are excited, you've got raving fans already, and you haven't even flipped the switch to the engine, so to speak, you've got people just waiting, itching to get to do business with you, to buy from you. That's customer love. And I think how you develop that is identifying who your customers are, dialing into that persona. Who is our ideal customer? Everyone simply cannot be your customer. It's not possible. Not even Amazon sells to every single customer in the planet as much as they'd like to. So you really have to, as a startup, the thing that's going to be irresistible to an investor is you've already got this base of raving fans that are just itching to buy. And they know other people who will be itching to buy as soon as you flip the switch. So customer love, raving fans, if you can establish that on the front side by really dialing in who are your ideal customers, you're going to be irresistible to investors.
Now, a lot of SaaS startups really suffer from high churn rate. How can they use customer experience to improve their customer retention?
I think like Zendesk had a global survey in 2019 that said that the number one reason why people would buy something is not brand recognition or price, but know, like, and trust relationship. Even as a software, if you're not reaching out and touching, you lose top of mind. Not only that, but it's like industries like car insurance here in the United States, where somebody will offer you for a few dollars more something that they think is better. they're not necessarily offering you a better package. They're just offering you a better price. So in something where there's always people coming in as competition, and they know what their price point is, they know what your price point is, the best way to counteract that is a proactive way of building relationships. And I think that's probably very uncommon in the software world, where once you've made the sale and it's kind of on a subscription renewal model, it's kind of done with that. But I think that it would be very rare and exceptionally good for software companies in particular to have a ongoing campaign of regularly reaching out to the customer would feel random, but they schedule reaching out to their clients that have been with them for a long time and offering some sort of asking for feedback first, then offering some sort of incentive or a thank you for referring them to someone they know that's looking for a different option. That's the way that I would engage them, is always look for feedback. How can we make this better? What do you like about this product? And then who do you know that could also use this product? An outbound engagement, I think, would help fend off a lot of that assumption that they're just going to stay with you forever.
And what would be your advice for these SaaS startups in order to retain their customers?
First one I would say is ask for feedback and then do something with it. Then ask who they know that could benefit from the same thing or would be open to learning more about what they do. I think especially if you targeted the customers that you know are circles of influence, and you can determine this professionally by their LinkedIn and such, of if they know a lot of people, I would start with them. But then the third thing I think is there needs to be, they need to do a good job of their story. I think software companies, because they're such a product-oriented solution, it can be easy not to have the stories of how can they cast themselves on a regular basis where they're marketing themselves. Of here's what we do, the impact we have in people or businesses' lives. Their lives are that much better. Their businesses are that much better because they have us. I think so much focus goes into the product that not enough goes into the experience, and not enough effort or time or resources go into the sharing the story of what they do, of how they make people's lives better.
Awesome. So let's come to the theme of this podcast. How can customer experience act as a moat for any startup?
Yeah, I love this question because I'm a history buff. I actually have a degree in history. And a moat, just protect the castle, right? Competition, you're always going to have people coming into the space. So the very best way for your booty to not be stolen, what's the moat? If CX is the moat, how are you keeping competition? And the way that I would say that is through relationship. And the reason I would say that is if you look at 2019, even with the emergence of e-retail coming into the space, big brands like Sears, Payless Shoe Source here in the States, the Sears has been around for decades, Kmart, the Blue Light Special, they've been around for a long, long time. They got killed by the retail, but they really didn't get killed by e-retail because Nordstrom, and they're not known for low price. They do have a brand recognition, but they're not known for low price. They only closed 3 stores nationwide. So if it's about price, then Payless should have stayed in business. If it's about brand recognition, then Sears should have been in business. That's not why Nordstrom stayed in business. It's because of the customer experience that their customers had with them. They were willing to pay more, knowing they're paying more, because when they go to a Nordstrom, they know the level of service they're going to get. They have a dedicated person that treats their area as their own business. The people, the specialists that work at Nordstrom, the professionals there, it's treated as their business. They're told by management, this is your store, you run it. Your clients, the people that come in and buy from you, they're your clients. Imagine if in this world we're talking about, software systems, companies that are offering a product actually view key customers who have not only loved it, but referred others. Imagine if they treated them like that. Like, we're going to bring you inside our castle. We're going to build this moat around so you can't imagine your life without us, even if another company comes along, and they're going to, and offer you the same thing for less money, for a lower price. You know why? Because the risk of going to something unknown simply for a lower price isn't worth it. They see you as invaluable, as a valuable part of their life. It would be as ridiculous as, all right, let's take this turret off the castle, walk it across the drawbridge and out. And imagine that. That's ridiculous to think so, because you've become a part of their castle.
So you mean to say that by deeply engaging the customers as if they were the integral part of your organization leads to the best possible moat?
Exactly. Yeah. And if you had that in your DNA from startup, then it's just going to be how you do business. Why a lot of large companies that are considered to be too big to fail, the reason they fail is they can't change their DNA when it's already baked in. And if they do, it takes years, which most companies don't have the luxury of reinventing themselves, and it taking years to do so, they've lost too much market share at that point.
Great. And finally, can you share a one or two case study wherein the startups or any organization used customer experience and immensely benefited?
Yes. So many people assume, we have this thinking in our minds that a company like Amazon, they started off as big as they are now. Well, every company started as a startup and they got to point of success. But what's so cool about companies, and I'll use one example, was Zappos. Zappos started off, and I read Tony Hsieh's book, Delivering Happiness. Fascinating read. And in that book, I discovered that there was a couple ups and downs where they weren't even sure if they'd be able to stay in business more than once. They eventually got bought out by Amazon for over $1 billion. But here's the crazy thing about this. They sold shoes over the phone, free shipping, free returns, and they still were massively successful to the point they were bought for that. How do you do that? How you do that is that the experience is baked in for the team members, so employee experience, they call it now, and for the customers. A matter of fact, their team gets dinged if they're not on the phone long enough, if they're not engaging enough on the phone, they go through remedial training to fix that problem. Do you see how that flips the script with unheard of in a live call center environment? Environment where it's monitored, where you want to take care of their issue, get them off the phone and get to the next call. It's the exact opposite of that because it's about building relationships, adding value, and they never sell on the phone call. When people call, they engage them to find out, what are you calling for? How can I help you? And to give one perfect example to wrap this up, there was a person that speaks on customer experience. His name is John DeJulius. He has a customer experience academy in Cleveland. And to prove his point about how good their service was, on the stage live, he called Zappos. And he talked to a lady and said, I'm going to San Francisco. I wonder what the weather was like. I've got a trip there. She gets on the computer, looks up the weather. Never once do they talk about shoes. She finds out what the trip's about, says, I hope you enjoy your trip. Have a safe, great time. He hangs up the phone. They never talked about shoes once. Why? Because the relationship was more important than the sale of shoes. But they're so customer focused that the relationship is more important to them than getting to the sale. And that's why they were successful.
So can you share the ways whereby the listeners can contact you?
Two ways to do that. Number one is on LinkedIn. My profile is John D, middle initial D. Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N. Got all kinds of content there where people can reach out and engage on that platform. And I've got connections all around the world. My family's grown to over 22,000 on LinkedIn and grateful to have so many wonderful connections across the world. The second one is we've got a brand new website and logo being unveiled next week in February. It's very excited about that for our holistic business consulting arm. And that website is www.accrev.com. Find out who we are. Essentially, what we're doing is our mission is to elevate business of all sizes to heroic success.
So with this, we have reached at the end of this podcast. John, it was a pleasure to have you on Jazeera Audio, and thank you for sharing some great insights with us.
Thank you. You as well. It was a pleasure being on with you.
Are you a founder of an early stage startup and looking to raise funding? Get your startup investor ready before even you start pitching to your prospective investors. For know-how, please visit www.jazeera.in. That is www.jazeera.in.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.